The Pocahontas County Commission met on Tuesday, May the 5th, in a regular session at 8:30 a.m. This meeting was closed to the public but broadcast live on the Commission's Facebook page. During the public input, Sam Collins of Snowshoe and Dave Christopher, president of the Homeowners Association, talked about issues involving the reopening of the Silver Creek Lodge, which is the largest condominium building in the county. They told the commissioners that they need guidelines regarding any special actions that they need to take to meet reopening safety requirements, and where they could obtain antiviral cleaning sprays, masks, and gloves so that lodging staff can use those to disinfect rooms and other spaces. They also wondered if video lottery stations need to be placed further apart when those are allowed to reopen. They said the county health department referred them to the county commission for answers. The commissioner said they have no guidelines right now, but perhaps should consider some. Commissioner Helmick said that any guidelines they might set up for reopening lodging establishments in the county should be consistent with both the local and state health department's rules and also with the governor's office. Commissioner Grossclose said that Kara Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau has been sending out links to state guidelines for lodging establishments that she and her tourism task force have found online. The commissioners decided that a special meeting should be held on Friday to discuss these issues. They said that they would like to include the following at that meeting, either in person or telephonically. Kara Rose, representatives from the Marlinton Motor Inn, representatives from Snowshoe Silver Creek Lodging and Condos, Mike O'Brien from Emergency Management, representatives from the County Health Department, representatives from the State Health Department, and from the Governor's Office. Martin Saffer has contacted the Commission over his concerns that an alternative plan must be considered to keep Internet service in the county, just in case Frontier's bankruptcy should cause them to shut off their Internet service to the county. The commissioners voted to pay Securitech LLC $2,042.30 to provide the annual fire alarm inspection for the courthouse jail building and $284.82 for the alarm inspection at the 911 center. This item had been held over from the last commission meeting because the commissioners at that meeting had misunderstood that these inspections were for security camera systems when they were actually required annual fire alarm inspections. They also voted to rescind the motion passed at the last meeting to deposit a check received from the state into the general fund account in the amount of $100,000, which was for the county's West Virginia COVID-19 pandemic county block grant. They have since learned that the money is required to be deposited into a special Fund 206 account, and they voted to do that. They decided upon the recommendation of the county's health department to continue the limited access to the courthouse at least until their June 2nd meeting. They will still have to allow safe early voting at the courthouse starting on May 27th. And they also said that the West Virginia Supreme Court will resume court hearings on May the 15th, but those will be telephonically heard. In a final action before closing the meeting by approving invoices, they moved the county's Election Day holiday from the former Election Day of May 12th to the new Election Day of June 9th. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.